Hey, this is Payal Nanjiani and welcome to the Unstoppable Leadership Series. I hope that you all are doing magnificently well. And today I want to talk to you about how leaders can get through challenging times. Now, I've often said that life is never a straight line. There are no two consecutive good days in a life of any leader. The more you grow in leadership, the more challenging and difficult the decisions you face. So, you know, in fact, people often talk to me about challenging business times, especially during these pandemic environments we are currently in. And here's what I say to them. I think this could be a leadership breakthrough moment for all of you. Business environment is constantly evolving itself, so it only makes sense to upgrade yourself regularly. I like to call these challenging times as evolving times. You see, challenges and uncertainty have always been a part of business. That's how we've come from the industrial age to the AI age. We've evolved. You know, business has evolved. The question is, are we as leaders evolving with time? In fact, I think COVID-19 has shown us our ability, or maybe it has shown the lack of it, to be prepared and deal with uncertainties as leaders and entrepreneurs. Those businesses and leaders who focused on waiting for the times to get back to normal have actually lost it completely. But you know, I have actually witnessed that those who reinvented themselves and their businesses have seen plenty of opportunities and have come out much stronger. I agree that the times are sudden, they are challenging, they are difficult, but these are not unprecedented times at all. So how do we get through challenging times in ways that we can all come out as if we have evolved as leaders? You know, it reminds me of this wonderful story I had once read. It's about a farmer who needed an extra hand to help on his farm. So one young man came to interview for the job, and the farmer asked him, "So what are your qualifications, young man?" And the young man said, "Oh, I can sleep when the wind blows." Now, this simple reply really confused the farmer, but he was so desperate in need for help that he just hired this young man. And the young man was a diligent worker through the harvest season, but the farmer still questioned his answer, "I can sleep through when the wind blows." Anyways, autumn ended and the first cold storm of the winter came late one night, and the farmer panicked as the winds began to blow. Calling the young man for help, the farmer grabbed his coat and just pulled heavy boots on his feet, and he was just so disappointed to find that this young man was sleeping in bed at a time like this. And grudgingly, he just ventured out alone, planning to shuffle all the animals in the barn and then fix that last hole in the roof. He just mumbled about this young man sleeping and was sure that all farm equipments must have been, you know, standing in the field, and they must have collected rust from the snow, and so many must have even got destroyed. However, when the farmer reached the barn, all the animals were tucked safely inside. In fact, clean hay had already been set out for the new day. Not a single hole could be found in the roof, and the tractor was parked perfectly in the shed. Who could have done it? The farmer wondered. And then he realized what the young man's answer meant. "I can sleep when the wind blows." My friends, are you able to sleep when the wind blows? You know, when you are prepared mentally and practically, you have nothing to fear. Challenges will just pass by quickly when you are prepared. Business and career life is full of ups and downs, and the secret of success is to be ready for opportunities and challenges. The worst thing you can do as a leader when challenges pop up is to have no plan in place for dealing with them. Don't you think that it's just better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared? So today onwards, make those hard decisions right now. Handle those difficult conversations today. Learn those things that you don't like to, but you know that in order for you to get to where you want to, you know, for you to get to where you want to go, this is one of those hoops that you have to flip through. I am saying to you that whatever you have to do, begin to do it now, because life is going to take you through challenges until you either surrender or you win. So if you haven't prepared to win today, then get prepared to fail tomorrow. When you are prepared, when you sweat it out today, when you have some plan in place, you will be able to take that hit. You will be able to rise. You will be able to even sleep peacefully through it all. Nothing beats preparation. The more a leader is prepared, the more a leader has the chances to win. So focus on what you can control during these challenging times. Keep an eye on the trends. Embrace automation. Foster your creativity. Prepare yourself for opportunities. Prepare yourself for challenges. Prepare yourself for success. Leave no stone unturned in your preparation. That's where the game changers begin. Get stronger, build new capabilities, connect more with people, and be ready to receive it all. Because ultimately, the meeting of preparation with opportunity generates what everyone calls luck. And I will be back on another episode of the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. Until then, stay connected with me on my LinkedIn and Instagram page. The Iconics Coaching for the year 2021 is going to be opening up soon. So sign up for the newsletter on my website, where you will get continuous tips and valuable insights on leadership, personal growth, and self-development and peak performance. And until the next episode, this is Payal Nanjiani wishing you loads of success.